Before we start, let me just read a few scriptures here, and then we'll go into our lesson and our prayer for tonight. I'm going to do a bit of teaching, and as we are praying, okay, we'll do a bit of teaching, and we'll do a bit of the prayer before we actually start with the scripture. I just want to reiterate a few things. So that we can just position ourselves properly for what we want to pray tonight. The Bible tells us that we do not walk by sight, but we walk by what? By faith. And the Bible also tells us that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. And the Bible also tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God. Somebody say amen. Without faith it is impossible to please God. And everything that we do with regards to our interaction with heaven has to be preceded by faith. Even when we're reading the word of God, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The implication is when you're reading the word of God, there is going to be faith. And then whenever you're coming before God, you have to come with faith. There are things that we do from a level of understanding of faith, that if those things are being done by somebody who doesn't really have any faith, trying to apply logic to what God is doing and what God is requiring for us to do, it doesn't really make any sense. But viewed from the perspective of faith, it makes a whole lot of sense. The Bible also tells us that the warfare that we are engaged in, it's not a warfare that is being engaged with flesh and blood, but it tells us we're fighting against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Somebody say amen. So our warfare is that particular kind. And the things that we do, we are positioned, number one, by the name of Jesus. There is Matthew 28, verse number 18. He says, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. So he has all power in heaven and earth. And we know that there is no other name in heaven on earth but the name of Jesus. We have the authority in the name of Jesus because we are in him and he is in us to be able to contend. The apostle was saying the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. One of the weapons that we have for our warfare is the name of Jesus. And we also have the blood of Jesus. And there are several things that we do things according to the name. We do things by the blood. We do things by the Spirit. He said, when he's speaking to Zerubbabel and Zechariah, he said, not by might, nor by power, but he said, by my Spirit, says the Lord. I'm saying all these things because tonight I feel there is a prayer that I want us to go through. That's why I'm saying it's going to be deliberate in terms of the teaching. There's a prayer that we want to go through. It's a prayer that the Lord gave us at the beginning of a year. And today he just brought that to remembrance just before we came in to pray. And I thought it would just be good for us to follow the leading of the Spirit and tackle those different things that are there. Some of the things you may feel that they are not applicable to you, but some may be applicable to you. I will leave that to the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what is and what is not applicable to you. But I'm just going to go through it according to how I received it. Somebody say amen. According to how I receive it. So Father, before we start, Father, we thank you for such a great day. We thank you for the leading of your Spirit. We thank you for the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the author and the finisher of our faith, the captain of our salvation. We thank you, O God, that when we come boldly before the throne of grace, we do not come using our own righteousness, but we use the righteousness that has been given unto us, the righteousness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is by his name that we are able to come into your presence to be able to make our petitions and our requests known before you. So now, O God, as we pray tonight, as the psalmist cried out, God, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication tonight. The thing that we shall speak with our lips, O God, may be things that are being spoken from the lips of clay. But Father, they are empowered by your Spirit. They are empowered by the measure of faith that is in those that are speaking these words in the name of Jesus. And I know that there are some that are here tonight that they will find this liberating. They will find freedom in the things that we are going to pray, even the things that we are going to teach. As they are receiving it, may they be empowered by your Spirit to do even greater things. In the name of your Son, we have prayed. And we believe that tonight is going to be a night of change, a night of significance. Somebody say amen. Amen. Reading from Numbers chapter number 14, verse number 18. Numbers 14, verse number 18. It says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilt, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." So he's telling us that the Lord is long-suffering, he is of great mercy, he forgives iniquity and he forgives the transgressions, but God can also visit the iniquity of the fathers unto the third and fourth generation of the children. That's what God does, but he can also visit the blessings to the third and fourth, to the tenth generation. When we look at the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter number 18, verse number 14 to verse number 17, I'm reading this one from the New King James Version. If I don't specify, I'm reading from the Old King James Version. But it says that if, however, remember we said in Numbers 14 that he will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation. But Ezekiel 18 says, "If, however, he begets a son who sees all the sins which his father has done, and considers but does not do likewise, who has not eaten on the mountains, nor lifted his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, and has not oppressed anyone, nor withhold a pledge, nor robbed by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and covered the naked with clothing, who has withdrawn his hand from the poor and not received usury or increase, but has executed my judgments and walked in my statutes. He shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live." Somebody say amen. So there is a generation that does iniquity before God. And God says, "I will visit this iniquity under the of the fathers, under the third and fourth generation for the children." But it says, if that generation that is positioned to have that iniquity visited upon them, if they walk uprightly before God, those things will not come over them. Somebody say amen. They will not come over them. They will not come over them. So I know that the word of God, you say that he will visit the iniquity of the father under the third and fourth generation. But he said he will forgive a generation. If the generation turns from their ways and serve God, God will forgive the generations. And tonight I want us to go through a prayer of deliverance. Somebody say amen. A prayer of deliverance that we want to work on. And we are going to start off by looking at a prayer of Daniel, which is in the 9th chapter from verse number 1 to verse number 19. This is where I got the prayer from. It's adopted from there. This is basically a prayer of repentance, repenting for a generation. So I'm going to read it. Then I'll go through the parts where you will have to make a confession on your part. But I'm going to read the way that I've designed it from my perspective. This is Daniel praying. Daniel said, "I finally answered by the books when I read that which was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah concerning the 78 years of captivity. 78, I think, of captivity." So he says that this is how Daniel was praying in repentance for the generation. And when Daniel was praying for this, he did not disassociate himself from the generation that is formed, that has done wrongly before God, but he put himself as one who is in there. So he is praying as one who is part of the generation that sinned against God. Somebody say amen. That means it gives us a key that whenever you begin to pray, praying for forgiveness, for God to forgive the iniquity of the fathers and the fathers of the those ones that came before you, you cannot separate from yourself from those ones. You have to be part of the activity to be able to separate. Somebody say amen. So this is how I wrote it. Say, "Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of our family, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you, we and our kings, our princes, and our ancestors are covered with shame. Lord, because we have sinned against you, the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord or kept the laws he gave us. All our family has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the word spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing us great disaster, just as it is written in the law of Moses. All this disaster has come on us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned and we have done wrong. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and your wrath from us. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servants. For your sake, Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and look favorably toward us. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear. Lord, act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. Somebody say amen. That's what Daniel was reading in Daniel chapter number 9. So we're going to start. 2 Corinthians 5 verse number 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Somebody say, I am a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. So this, you're going to repeat after me. Today I declare that my DNA is no longer linked to that of my father and my mother, because I am a new creature in Christ. In Jesus Christ, my DNA has been reconfigured. Therefore, all those things that have been designed to traverse my generation through my DNA have no authority to do so, because I am in Christ. This is just saying that there are some things that are designed to traverse through the DNA, generational curses to come through DNA. But we are saying now you are a new creature in Christ. And we are saying, because I am a new creation in Christ, all things are passed away and all things have become new. Therefore, my DNA is no longer my DNA that flows in me, but the DNA of Christ that is in me. That gives you a level of immunity from the things that are supposed to be traversing the generation. Now, we're going to deal with this. It's called dealing with altars. Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse number 5. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, but thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their sacred pillars and cut down their wooden images and burn their carved images with fire. This is 2 Chronicles 37, verse chapter number 2 to number 7. 2 Chronicles 34,
verse number 2 to verse number 7, says Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left, for in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molten images. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars which were above he cut down, and the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images he broke in pieces, and made dust of them, and scattered it on the graves of those who were sacrificed to them. He also burned the bones of the priests on the altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so he did in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, as far as Naphtali, and all around the axis. When he had broken down the altars and the wooden images, he had beaten the carved images into powder and cut down all the incense altars throughout the lands of Israel. He returned to Jerusalem. Somebody say amen. I put that because it's just giving us a pattern of how to deal with altars, okay? So we're going to start. I renounce everything that is associated with my name from the kingdom of darkness. I renounce everything that is associated with my name in the kingdom of darkness. Every blessing and every curse pronounced over me by the powers of darkness, I reject in the name of Jesus. Every word over my life emanating from acts of witchcraft, emanating from the acts of witchcraft, or ancestral worship, demonic pronouncements, decrees and declarations, I renounce in the name of Jesus. I renounce every signed agreement, every covenant with the kingdom of darkness associated with me. Associated with me. You're breaking what is that? With me. So now we say, by the blood of Jesus, I break every covenant and every agreement initiated on demonic altars to bless or curse or protect me. Let the fire of God burn these agreements in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every vow, every oath, and every obligation enacted by my parents, grandparents, and ancestors with the powers of darkness. By the blood of Jesus, I declare them null and void. I declare and decree that I am not bound to any obligation, any expectation, or commitment, because they are not legally binding, as their agreements have been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. This is just saying that there are some covenants that were entered into by generations that went before you. Covenants, some of them were enacting covenants for protection. They were enacting covenants for prosperity. But they gave future generations for them as surety for whatever they were getting. So we are saying we renounce this by the blood of Jesus. I'm going to read some things and I will tell you when to say it. It says, let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus defile these altars and cancel all vows, oaths, promises, and obligations initiated on these altars. I declare that the only promise, oath, or vow that shall be fulfilled in my life is one that God has made concerning me. He will bless me in my coming and in my going. He will bless the works of my hands and will prosper me in all my thoughts. I declare that God is perfecting everything that concerns me. Somebody just declare, God is perfecting everything that concerns me. Today, by the hand of God, I pull myself from under the weight and burden of these demonic vows and obligations. I declare that the angels of God are rendering ineffective and powerless demonic spirits, principalities, powers, priests, and intermediaries that monitor and enforce these obligations, vows, and burdens in my life. Let the angels of God pursue them with drawn swords and bring blindness to all these monitoring spirits. They will not work in my generation nor anyone that comes after me in my bloodline. By the hand of the Almighty God, I pull up the roots of every tree planted on demonic shrines and altars which are linked to my name, to my life, to my strength, and my prosperity. Let the fire of God burn the trees to ashes, and let these ashes be scattered to defile the shrines and altars in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you, God, for the authority that is in the name. That this, the name of Jesus, oh God, is uprooting every tree planted on demonic shrines to be joined to our prosperity, to be joined to our strength, to be joined to our life. We declare and we decree by the anointing that these trees have been plucked out by the roots in the name of Jesus. Therefore, our life, O God, is not tied to these altars, but our life is in Christ. Our strength is in Christ. Our hope is in Christ. And Father, our future days are not governed by these altars. They are not governed by these shrines, but our days are governed by your word, and our days are governed by the life that is in Christ. Somebody say amen. I will read again. I renounce every sacrifice given, burnt, or sacrificed on demonic altars on my behalf. They do not carry my name because my name is in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Today, let the earth and the heavens record this ordinance. My name and life are in Jesus and not on these animals nor their blood. All my sins, transgressions, and iniquities were fully paid for at the cross of Calvary. As such, their blood and even human blood will not speak against me or for me. Let God silence these voices that speak against my life. I declare that the only blood that speaks regarding me is the blood of Jesus. I renounce all the things that the blood of animals and human sacrifices are speaking concerning my life. I embrace all the things, yes, all the better things that the blood of Jesus is speaking about my life. I acknowledge and receive all that the blood of Jesus, yes, the blood of the new covenant, is speaking over me. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we stand here, O God, and renounce every sacrifice that was given on demonic altars on our behalf. Every animal that our name was attached to before it was sacrificed, we detach ourselves from it in the name of Jesus. We declare that, God, from these altars, the blood of the sacrifice that was given will not speak concerning us. It will not speak concerning in our days, it will not cry out for vengeance, because there's only one blood that speaks, and that blood paid every price required for the iniquities of our fathers, the iniquities of our generation. We declare that from today onwards, it is only the blood of Jesus that is speaking concerning us. And we embrace all the good things that the blood is speaking concerning us. Somebody say hallelujah. Only the good things that the blood is speaking. Let this ordinance be written in the heavens and in the earth, that our life is no longer on those altars or those shrines, but our lives are in Christ. For it is not I that live, but Christ that lives in me, and I live in him. Somebody say hallelujah. I am going to post all these things online for you so you can go over the document, okay? I think that will help. One of the things that happens is that everybody understands that we are dealing in a warfare against the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of light is the one that is designed to give us life and an abundance of life. The kingdom of darkness, as specified in John 10:10, is designed but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So every decision that the kingdom of darkness makes may seem to be beneficial to somebody at the present moment, but when the end comes, those things that have been designed by the kingdom of darkness, as I said, they're only designed to achieve three things: to steal, to kill, somebody say, and to destroy. They are designed to do only those three things. If you remember the 73rd Psalm, Asaph says, my feet almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Somebody say hallelujah. Said, I almost fell when I saw the prosperity. But I said, the things of the kingdom of darkness are designed to achieve only three things: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he saw the prosperity of the wicked. But he said, when I went to the house of God and I saw their end is not a good end. It may be death. It may be losing everything, destruction. That's what the kingdom of darkness does. So tonight I want to pray that every satanic programming over your life is being canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic design over your life is being nullified right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic program initiated against you tonight, I declare that the Spirit of God is interrupting, that the Spirit of God is halting, that the Spirit of God is bringing an abrupt end to those things in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every cycle initiated in your life to bring it destruction by the kingdom of darkness, I declare tonight by the blood of Jesus that cycle ends. Somebody say hallelujah. That means your poverty is coming to an end. That means your days of sorrow are coming to an end. Why? Because God is about to do something new in your life. There is joy that is coming. There is an abundance of hope that is coming. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit moving right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I remove your name from every register that is written as a record of association and a recipient of demonic programmings and writings in your life. I declare that from this day forward, you will live the life that is written of you in the volume of the books, the life that is in Jesus Christ, the life that he said, I came to give you life and life in abundance, that is what you are going to live. I cancel every demonic manipulation in your life. I cancel every demonic manipulation in the environment that you are in the name of Jesus. I declare that the only thing setting up the environment where you are living right now is the Spirit of the living God. The only thing programming your life right now is the Spirit of the living God. And you are going to have life and life in abundance. Somebody say hallelujah. I have life and life in abundance in the name of Jesus. It says now, understand, I say that the kingdom of God is designed to give you life and life in abundance. Because the kingdom of darkness is also designed a destiny for you. And the destiny that they've designed for you is not for you to prosper. It's a destiny for you to be a failure, a destiny for you to live in destruction, a destiny to bring you to death. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, I revoke the authority that the kingdom of darkness has to direct your destiny. I withdraw your destiny from the altars and from their direction. I declare that your destiny will be in line with the intentions that are designed by God. I declare that the plans of your life are going to succeed because they are in Christ. Anything that is outside of Christ that has been planned for your life will not succeed. Somebody say hallelujah. It will not succeed in the name of Jesus. It will not succeed because you are covered by the blood. 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 You are covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. I declare that darkness will not partake of your destiny in the name of Jesus. Darkness will not steal your prosperity. Darkness will not steal your strength in the name of Jesus. I declare that the darkness, the kingdom of darkness, will not bring destruction to the works of your hands. I declare that the works of your hands are going to prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare that the only plan that shall succeed in your life is the plan that God has for you. The plan that He has set, the better plan that He has set for your life, is the only thing that is going to succeed in the name that is above any other name. I declare you are a mighty woman of God. You are a mighty man of God. You walk uprightly before God. Your steps will not be laid astray by the kingdom of darkness, for the word of God is ordering your footsteps in the name of Jesus. You will achieve your destiny because God is leading you, guiding you, and directing you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare that you will not live in fear because God is directing your destiny in the name of Jesus. I declare that the things that are operating in your life are going to work for your good, not what the enemy has designed, but they're going to work for the good that God has purposed in your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw your glory from the altars of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw your glory from the altars of darkness. I declare that your glory is in God, not in what darkness has designed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, my glory is coming back. My glory is coming back. Why? Because God is directing your destiny. God is leading you into a place where you are going to be a shining light in darkness, and His glory is coming upon you. He says, arise and shine, for the light of your glory has come. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I take every blessing that is on the altars of darkness that has been taken away from you. I withdraw it right now in the name of Jesus. I claim it back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I withdraw your breakthrough from evil altars and I restore it back into your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I restore it back into your life for the glory of our Father in heaven. I declare that you are Mare to Raba Sheketara Rebronde Basikiria Bahandere Sira Bahai. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw your prosperity from every demonic altar. I withdraw your strength from every demonic altar in the name of Jesus. I renounce the banner that has been set over your life that says poverty lives here, the banner that says destruction lives here. I renounce that in the name of Jesus, and I declare that the banner being raised up over you right now says Jehovah Nissi in the name of Jesus. It says Jehovah Nissi in the name of Jesus. Where you have been made a target for darkness, I declare that the coordinates have changed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, by the authority of the Spirit of the living God, by the blood of Jesus, I withdraw every point of contact established in your life by these demonic altars in the name of Jesus. Every paper, every parchment or animal skin with your name written on it, right now I withdraw it by the hand of God, and I command the fire of God to burn it right now in the name of Jesus. Every drop of blood from your body, from any incision on your body, any fingernail, any piece of your skin, any piece of your hair, any item of clothing that belongs to you that is on these altars right now, I withdraw them in the name of Jesus. And we say, let the fire of God consume and burn it to the ground in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every washing water from your body after you are taking a bath that was taken and put on this demonic altars right now, I declare that the fire of God is burning it dry in the name of Jesus. It's coming, Kereba Haya. Every association, every point of contact designed by the kingdom of darkness to influence your life, right now we break that contact in the name of Jesus. We break that contact in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you have to understand that God has designed a life for you. God has designed a life for you. And the life that God has designed for you is not a life for you to come to destruction, but it's a life for you to enjoy, to come to the fullness of everything that God has for your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we say we renounce everything, every link that has been put by the kingdom of darkness into your life. Now, there are some things that you were given to eat that were dedicated to demonic altars, to demonic gods. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break that association and I break that link in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to say some things that are going to stretch beyond your imagination. Some things that are going to stretch beyond your understanding. You just have to believe. When you finish, you can go and do your research, but you just have to believe. Sometimes what happens in witchcraft, they design some amulets, they design some things, and these things are sometimes placed in your home, and some things are placed on your body that they are hidden. You cannot see them, you cannot even feel them, but they're in your body, and these are used as points of contact. Anybody hearing me? They are used as points of contact. They may come, they may be hidden in your home. You might find them as animal skins. You may find them as decorative pieces, but they are hidden. Sometimes they are hidden maybe behind your clothing, in your closet, but they are used as points of attachment in the name of Jesus, as points of contact. But right now in the name of Jesus, every amulet hidden in your body or attached to your person, let it be cut off right now in the name of Jesus. By the sword of the Spirit, let it be cut off right now in the name of Jesus. And every amulet hidden in your home, may it be exposed right now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, let it be exposed. And let the fire of God burn these things as they are being cut off, and let the fire of God burn these things as they are being exposed in the name of Jesus. Now, this is the other thing that I want to say this, because they are allies. Say, number one, I'm going to say some things, just have to go and do your research, you will find it. Go and do your research, you will find it. I say, number one, they do amulets that are put in your home. Unknowingly, somebody will come and visit you. They'll put something under the seats. That's why it's important for you to move your chairs once in a while. I'm not saying be suspicious, but sometimes it's good to clean your house, because you will see some things. Somebody say hallelujah. You will see some things. But what I want to say, there's something that is very pertinent that they usually do when they want to bring a premature death in your life. What they do is they get a piece of clothing or a piece of your property and they bury it with flesh in the ground. And they say, they begin to say these enchantments, these declarations that is attached to whatever they've buried in the ground. What they're saying is they want to bury you, cause a premature death over you. Sometimes they do it, they want to bury your business in the ground. They do that. But right now, in the name of Jesus, every piece of clothing or property buried with flesh to call you into the ground, we dig it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we call for the fire of God to destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that you shall not die before your time, but you will live and declare the works of God, according to Psalm 118, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I said I'm stretching you beyond you what you understand, but this is stretching you so you can go and study. You'll be able to find that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will be able to find it. Now, some of these things, what usually happens is they tell you that you are not dealing with people that are far. It's usually people that are close to you that sometimes do these things to you. Usually, in African saying, they say that witchcraft don't bewitch people that are close. They bewitch far so that they can have a better testimony for somebody who's closer. But it's the one that is closer to you that usually brings destruction because you trust them more. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a filter to be put by your door, that nothing unholy, nothing ungodly shall enter in the name of Jesus. If any person comes in wanting to put an amulet in your house, may they see the fire of God burning around your house in the name of Jesus. And may the fear of God come upon them. May they be struck with the fear of God that they will not do what they desire to do in the name of Jesus. And when they go to wherever they bury things in the ground to call upon your name, may they see the face of Jesus rising up in the name of Jesus. And may they be struck with fear in the name of Jesus. And Father, whatever agreement that they've entered into with occult powers to bring destruction upon us, we command those agreements torn in the name of Jesus. We command every covenant that they've entered into for our destruction broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, every contract they've taken out against us, we command nullified by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Every word that has been spoken on an altar to bring destruction to your life, right now in the name of Jesus, let that word, let the authority of that word be broken in the name of Jesus. And let the life that they've spoken over you come to naught in the name of Jesus. Let only the life that God has designed for you be established now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Here is the thing. Sometimes they design little programs to steal your prosperity. But right now, I declare that every avenue that they've been using is closed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me give you one more thing right here. There are specific seasons in your life where money comes, but immediately something happens. They establish a level of resources that you can attain, but once you go beyond that level, something happens to break you down, to bring you down under what they have regarded as your ceiling. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I break that ceiling and I break that limitation in the name of Jesus. Your car will not break down. things in your house will not break down. Sickness will not come over your household when you go over that threshold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you want to trace it, sometimes somebody will come and bless you with money. As soon as they bless you, something breaks. Because they are saying you have violated a particular threshold they have established in your life. As long as you are living below the line, they are fine. They will never mess with you. But as soon as you get above it, but tonight I declare that the program changes in the name of Jesus. You are going to live beyond the threshold in the name of Jesus. Every satanic programming concerning your resources, I command it canceled right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes you have to realize when something great is happening in your life, there are some people that show up. And it seems as if when they show up, all hell breaks loose. In the name of Jesus. But right now, may they miss their timing in the name of Jesus. May they fail in their attempts in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I am not going to make any apologies tonight. I'm not going to make any apologies tonight because I know that there are some things that I've said that are going to be seemingly out of whatever. But this is how the Lord gave this prayer to us. And as we wrote it down, we went and we did some research work on some of the things and piggybacking on some of our experience and our understanding from where we are coming from, these things are real. They are reality. They are reality. You can go on YouTube. I know that sometimes most people don't want to go and do some research work. You can go on YouTube and you can see what they do on witchcraft altars. You can see what they do on their altars. You can see how they put the curses. You can see how they do all those different things. But you mustn't be afraid. You mustn't be afraid, because there is authority in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is divine protection in the name of Jesus. There is immunity in the name of Jesus. I don't care what witch is coming against you, as long as you are in Christ. He that dwelleth under the in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say, he is my refuge, in the name of Jesus. There is protection. Right now, may your life be under the shadow of the Almighty. May your sins be forgiven, that you may be covered by the blood of Jesus. May everything that Jesus speaks about you come to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every cycle that the enemy has initiated, right now, we command an abortion to come over it. In the name of Jesus. Every place where they are seeking agreement for our destruction, we speak confusion. In the name of Jesus. Where they have stood united to bring destruction to us, we speak disunity in the name of Jesus. Every yoke that has been imposed on you, may it be broken now by the reason of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. I come against every death assignment against you in the name of Jesus. I declare that that assignment is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. I speak health back to your body in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear that has been sent your way because you are afraid of losing your life and losing your mind. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Where failure has been designed to operate in your life right now, I reverse it and I speak success in the name of Jesus. You have been afraid of studying because you are afraid of not finishing. Today, I come against that in the name of Jesus. I speak success over you. Whatever you set your hands to do will not fail, but it will succeed. Whatever you set your mind to do, it will not fail, but it will succeed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Now, like I said, I'm not going to post the entire thing. I'm going to post some of the things that are key to what we have done today. And the idea is I want you to go and do some research work on that. And I know that you're going to see so much more in the areas that I've covered. I've covered about reconfiguring your DNA, but that now you are in Christ. I've spoken about dealing with altars, just a partial dealing with altars. We've talked about renouncing associations. We've talked about canceling covenants, renouncing the sacrifices. We talked about satanic programmings. We talked about reclaiming your DNA, reclaiming your glory, canceling the points of contact. Now, there's one thing that I want to deal with finally for tonight. How many of us know that it is the moon that governs the tide? The moon governs the tide. The position of the moon. So when the tide is high, you can catch fish. When the tide is low, it's very difficult. So sometimes there are demonic systems that are designed to regulate resources in your life. Anybody hearing me? There are demonic systems that are designed to regulate resources in your life. Now I'm going to tell you a small story. It's real, it's fact. But it's your choice to believe or not. A system was designed in the form of a hand of a child. Are you hearing me? The hand of a child. When that hand is open, resources will come into your life. When that hand is open, it's like the tide comes your way. Resources come. Things come easier. But when that hand is closed, nothing comes your way. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, I declare that that system has no authority to regulate resources in your life. In the name of Jesus, every authority it has, we cancel it now by the blood of Jesus. We release the seasons and the timings of God into your life. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I don't want to take too long. Amen. Amen and amen. Now, what I usually try and say is that you need to take some time. This is something that we did about 5-6 years ago. That was with my wife. We were going through some things that we begin to notice a pattern in our life, that a specific month of the year, our resources go down financially. Financially, we struggle. So we looked over the years that we had been married, and we realized whenever we get to this particular month, financially we struggle. In this particular month, something breaks down. In this particular month, it's just our finances just go haywire. So we're talking about it. Then a prophet came. They were praying for us. It was one of our pastors. They were praying for us. And then they just told us, you know, they didn't even know what we're talking about, what our situation was. And they say to us, the Spirit of the Lord is just telling me to ask you to leave your wallet in the sanctuary for a number of days. So I'm like, you know what? I've got nothing to lose. They'd say 21 days. I said, I've got nothing to lose. So I took my wallet. Emptied whatever was in my wallet. I put some anointing oil on my wallet, and I went and put it in the sanctuary. I put it in a place where nobody could reach it, where I didn't want people to think there's some juju going on there. I put it somewhere for, it was at least 21 days that it was in the sanctuary, so I had to use something different. And then after having done that, then I went and I picked up my wallet, and I realized that time that he gave me that word was exactly the same time when everything would go haywire in my life financially. And I want to let you know, ever since then, that month we never struggle, because God was reprogramming a system that the enemy had initiated, and God was changing it. To say they will not govern the tide in our life. I didn't say the tide, I say the tide. When the waters come in, they cannot govern that, because under the authority of the kingdom of God. So sometimes you have to realize that you may be having a cycle in your life where at specific seasons and times things go haywire. I'm not saying take your wallet and put it in the sanctuary, but it's time for you to give a sacrifice to God. Mine, this wallet that I did was something that I had been carrying with me from the first day that I started working. That's the first wallet that I bought. But I had to go and redeem it in the name of Jesus. Obedience, because something had to be broken. So all I'm saying is, there are some. That's why I initially said, when we said prayer, everything that we do in the kingdom of God is about faith. Faith. Sometimes it does not make any logical sense, but it's about faith and believing what God is saying. So some of the things I've said tonight may not make sense to you. Go and study. Ask for the Holy Spirit to bring illumination and understanding, so that you'll be able to deal with it. Somebody say amen.